Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 104 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm going to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As I do every week, I'll go through my week, I'll be talking about the game a little bit, and a discussion point. And this week, I'll be talking a little bit about what worked well at the beginning of BFA, and use that to show you what I'll be looking for and why I'm looking for specific markets in Shadowlands and why I'll be focusing on them early on. Now, this podcast is of course made available by my patrons that amongst other things can get access to my full TSM setup. So if you're interested in that, head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. Now, before we dive into this week's episode, I'm sure some of you have already heard and some of you may not. But there's a new gold making podcast coming, hosted by Shay and Jack the Dipper, that some of you may be familiar with, and I'll be a part of the first episode along with Samadan and Hikons. So hope that's going to be interesting. You'll hear me actually discuss gold making with some of the other content creators in this space. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I'll let you know once the episode is out where you can find it, and yeah. We're recording it in a couple of days from this episode, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, let's go into my week. In retail right now, I'm sitting at 15.8 million, and my discerning listeners will realize that that's almost a full 2 million less than last week. So, obviously, on the face of it, not that good. I had about 600k in sales, which isn't horrible compared to my general recent record. It's about 100k less than last week. I haven't been investing much gold in gold making things. I've bought tokens for 1.2 million because my classic guild has decided to go into Shadowlands together or roll on the same realm at least, which means that I'm moving over some characters because I want to have a full set of crafters ready. So I bought Shadowlands for my second account with tokens, and I paid for one faction and race transfer. Or faction and realm transfer. And I used the 120 boost that I already had, and I'll be leveling one more, and I've leveled a demon hunter, so just getting everything ready on that new realm. I have about 1 million gold there now, and that's about what I'll have going into Shadowlands. I think that's going to be sufficient to get into a lot of stuff early on. We'll see. Hopefully I can build it up a little bit before Shadowlands launches. I have some. I brought a couple of valuable items with me. So we'll see if I can get some sales. I actually have gotten some sales already, but we'll see. So 1.2 million on tokens. I also bought a lot of Island Expedition gear. Because I made a group for these a while ago to test them. And I just realized yesterday while I was streaming, I saw some sales and I was like, what the? I had some absolutely extreme profit margins. So I had one item that I had bought for 700 gold and sold for 19k within like 30 days. And long term, people aren't going to be doing Island Expedition. So the value should go up. There's a lot of pretty cool or pretty unique transmog there. So, and it's a market that so far has been selling fairly well for transmog. So we'll see. I ended up spending a lot of gold on a lot of different realms on those items. Now, I don't usually do a lot of transmog, but I ended up doing it in this specific case. So we'll see. As I said last week, I'm not planning to spend much more gold, and then I end up spending like more than 2 million. It is what it is. I want to try to get a little bit of gold up on my new realm. I might do some old raids for mounts and raw gold. I'm not going to do, at this point it might even make sense to do relics of the past shuffling. From a like purely gold point of view, but not really from a I want to enjoy my time in game point of view, so I probably won't be doing that anyway. All right, so that's it for retail. Let's take a look at Classic. And Classic, well, I'm currently at 6,100 gold and 4,100 in auction house value. So yeah, that's a massive increase in gold since last week, 2,300 gold more liquid. And I had 2,700 gold in sales, so I just spent 400 gold this week. I thought I spent a lot more, Because I was gearing up with a lot of consumables for our AQ40 speedrun. That went really well. We were top three in the world in the No World Buffs category, that no one cares about but us. But it was fun, at least. But yeah, massive. I apparently just spent 400 gold. I didn't do any restocking, I think, so that's part of it. And I finally broke through the barrier and hit 6,000 gold, which I've never done because I've just been spending gold whenever I get high. So that was nice. Very strong week. I had 1,200 gold less in auction house value now than last week, but I have 2,300 gold more. So we're looking at like a total increase in total value if you add them together of 1,100, and it's mostly in actual gold, which is fantastic. I haven't done any major changes except for not actually restocking that much this week. So it's alchemy, 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 and a little bit of engineering on the side for the sappers. All right, so let's turn our attention to the game. Retail, of course, is what I'll focus on in this segment for the time being, because there isn't much happening with Classic. Well, the pre-patch isn't out, or wasn't out when I recorded this, so I was wrong. I was sure it would be out by now. Let's hope it's out by the time this episode is live. Otherwise, I think we're looking at a delayed expansion if they can't release the pre-patch 3 weeks ahead of time. We could still get it by the time this episode is live in Legion. We did just get 5 days of warning before the pre-patch, so it can still happen. We'll see how it goes. A lot of people are a little bit down on the expansion now, Shadowlands, due to the current state of the beta. We'll see. Hopefully they pull it off and it's good on launch, but we won't know. Another interesting thing. The pre-patch will be, at least temporarily, making some of the appearances from the Lords of Draenor crafted gear unobtainable, because they have different ranks with higher item level that you upgrade to. But the way you obtain those is essentially going to be removed when you can craft these with optional reagents and relics of the past. So we don't know when they'll be available, so it might make sense, if it's not too late already, to stock up on these. Particularly the intermediate ones with the appearances that will be unobtainable, or to just get them now while you can. We don't know how easy or hard it's going to be when it's reintroduced, though, so who knows how important this is going to be. For Classic, as I said, not much to say. And here we'd usually answer a question from my patrons, but we didn't get one this week, so nothing really to say here either, so we'll just dive into the discussion point instead. Which, as I said, I'll be talking about some example markets from 8.0, the first patch of BFA, and what I'm looking for. Now, some things we already know, like we know about professions in Shadowlands, so I have a pretty good idea of what I want to do there, and I've already talked about that. And there are some things that we don't know yet that I'll be looking for, and some items that I think have potential that I'll be following closely. But we're going to focus a little bit on what was good in BFA and what that points to being good in Shadowlands and what we know so far. Of course, I've laid out my plan for Shadowlands, like what I'm going to be doing early on. So some of this is going to be familiar if you're a regular listener. But it bears repeating. I mean, if you look at WoW economy right now, it's just the same questions over and over and over again. What do I do early on in Shadowlands? How do I not miss out on the expansion launch gold making? So I think I'll repeat myself as well to make sure I really hammer what I think is best into your guys' head. Although that will mean that more of you will be competing with me, which is obviously bad for me. So maybe you should go listen to the posts on Reddit instead and go dual gathering. All right. So obviously I'm not going dual gathering. I'm going full-time crafting. And the first one is crafted gear. Crafted gear did really well early on in BFA. The honorable combatant gear fills the same item level niche as the crafter's mark gear does now, or will do in Shadowlands. And during the first week, the honorable combatant gear was selling for between 5 and 15 times the crafting cost. And this is with early expansion material costs. Like, this is with inflated prices early on that people like to talk about. 5 to 15 times crafting cost. That's amazing. And they sell fast as well. They sell really fast. I expect Crafter's Mark Rank 2 gear to be the same. This time it's going to be take a little bit more work to get the recipes. Getting Crafter's Mark Rank 2 requires you to farm a wild rep. So if you want to do this, you'll have to get 60 quickly, and you have to grind a wild rep. So that's annoying. That's a gate. And it means that this gear is introduced slightly later in the expansion cycle than the Honorable Combatant gear. So that's going to probably make it slightly worse than it was in BFA. At least during the first week, it's not going to be crazy. That being said, Honorable Combatant gear remained a really strong seller throughout all of 8.0. So don't discount it just because you might not get the crazy 15 times crafting cost sales. You'll still most likely make good money with this Crafter's Mark based gear across all of the professions. We also have the Darkmoon decks that are usually extremely strong early on. That was the case in BFA because they were higher item level than other crafted gear, effectively. They were much more powerful. We don't quite know how strong the decks are. At least I haven't seen any clear indications. But hopefully they're as strong as they usually are and they sell really well. Either way, they're the only reliable way of getting a max level trinket instantly once you hit level 60. It's the only crafted trinket you can... Yeah, I think it's the only crafted trinket you can equip. And that means they always fill a specific niche that no one else does. It's going to be a little easier to craft them this time around with the blank cards, which might drive down profits a little bit. But I still think they're going to be really good. There were people making so much gold with Darkmoon decks in BFA. It's most likely going to be carried by one... Like, there's going to be one or two trinkets that are really good. Hopefully the DPS ones are good because there are more DPS players than tanks and healers. If they are, then you can expect to make a lot of gold with that specific one. Like, in BFA, it was mostly the Darkmoon deck Fathoms for melee that was extremely strong and sold for it sold for, like, 20 times crafting cost. And then the other decks were selling for, like, 2 times crafting cost, and you were making all of your money from the Fathoms decks, and the focus was just on moving those. We'll see how it goes with in Shadowlands, but there's a reason why I'm planning to go Inscription and Blacksmithing early on, because it was incredibly strong in BFA. All right, so the next category of items that was... this was not good for the entire pre-patch, or the entire 8.0. This was just a one-off thing on day one. Utility gems. In BFA, you had a gem that gave you 5% increased experience, so everyone wanted this for leveling. Of course, the gem was an uncommon gem that you got hundreds of from prospecting. But prices were very high on day one, very high, because there weren't that many people posting them yet. Now, I realized that, like, I prospected some platinum ore, I ended up with hundreds of red gems, so it's like, the price on these are going to plummet. They're going to be 5 gold in a couple of days. So I just undercut heavily to move as many as possible at prices of like 2k each, which is still really good for that item. In Shadowlands, we're getting a new utility gem. This time it gives you speed. I think it's based on how many other sockets you have. Moving faster is super helpful while leveling. It speeds up everything. So I do expect that these will sell, but... like in BFA, there's a very large chance that these are going to fall in value very quickly. And you want to move, you want to undercut heavily and just move as many as you can on day one. And then after that, there'll probably won't be much value left in them. I haven't looked through all of the jewel crafting crafts, but that's like my advice for that. For the stat increasing gems, I sold some for some extremely high prices during the first week or first day of BFA. But you're not selling those at a large volume. So jewel crafting is something that you can do a little further down the line. Once people start generating sockets from the maw and start getting more max level gear, then jewel crafting is typically going to be better. So I wouldn't focus too much on jewel crafting week one. at least not from the cutting gems perspective. The same sort of holds true for enchanting and enchants and consumables. Enchants are peak slightly earlier, and they can often be really strong early on. For enchants, it's going to be extremely important to focus on what the most powerful stats people are looking for. So in BFA, for instance, due to Azerite gear not having secondary stats, a lot of classes had too little haste, or rather, they really wanted haste to hit specific breakpoints that they couldn't hit anymore because they didn't have haste on three of their slots. So haste enchants were selling at a very significant premium, and getting the haste enchant recipes was like should be a heavy focus. So things like that matter a lot for enchanting, and that's very important to pay attention to. So we'll be looking for enchanting. We'll be looking for the specific stats that are most in demand. Like you'll figure it out if you just craft one of each enchant. You'll see which sells faster and just craft more of that. So you can do it that way, or you can read up on class strengths. When it comes to potions and consumables, this is very interesting. You have a once in an expansion opportunity here, and that's to buy consumables during the first week. And then you'll be looking to resell them after raids open. This has been profitable in expansions in the past. I made about 50% per potion on agility and intellect potions in BFA. But I got burned on strength potions because they weren't actually abyss. So it's very important. If you do this, you have to go through a lot of class guides and figure out what the best consumable is. And only buy potions that are best for at least one spec, and preferably more than one spec. Because you need a large increase in demand, and that means that a lot of people have to use it for raid or M+. Lastly, we have gear flipping and BOE flipping, which is obviously a market I've made a lot of gold with in both BFA and Legion. In 8.0 in BFA, I specifically made a lot of gold flipping the world drop weapons. Now, quickly, I focused on the item level 355 and higher, which meant they'd warforged at least 5 item levels. So we don't know how this is going to work in BFA or in Shadowlands. We don't know what kind of BOE items we're getting, whether from world drops or raids. And with Warforging gone, it's going to be much easier to price your BOEs correctly for laymen. So I don't think BOE flipping is going to be as good in Shadowlands as it has been in the past. But we'll see. You'll definitely be looking for sockets, speed, avoidance, leech. All these stats might be good. There might be new niches related to twinking. We might see something similar to 101 twinks in Legion. There are many opportunities for things that we just don't know yet. So you have to just pay attention and see if there's any of these items that are particularly strong, or if there is a stat or a combination of stats that is particularly sought after. Like in Legion, you had the 101 BOEs with Leech were just absolutely super valuable because they were so good for 101 twinks. But as I said, this is something we'll just have to see what the expansion brings. I will definitely be looking heavily into all of the various epics that can drop in Shadowlands and be traded, and see if I can find a niche there. I don't know what it's going to be, but that was incredibly good in BFA, and it will be a market I'm specifically looking for to find a way to profit off of. So yeah, that's about it for the stuff that I found was best during BFA. So hopefully this helps you get an idea of what I'm looking for. Now, to find the right items within these areas, you'll have to follow the PvE and PvP meta. That's what I do. Like you'll read some class guides, follow some PvE players on Twitter or whatever, and just know what they are looking for. What items, what stats, what consumables are they looking for? These things then trickle down. They trickle down throughout the player base, and they inform what players are going to be spending their gold on. because in the beginning of the expansion, they're focusing all their gold on improving their characters, all of it, or almost all of it. There are some rich people who are also buying cosmetics, but most of the gold is being funneled towards upgrading their character, whether through temporary buffs or permanent gear upgrades. This is what people are focusing on. So you need to know what the guides are telling people to focus on, because that's what they're going to spend their gold on. So that's sort of the idea to finding strong markets early on. So, guys, that's it for me this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want to read more about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And with a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.